What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, owner and CEO of the Red Hot Real Estate Group with RE/MAX Results. Also, Hall of Fame award winner and has been selected for multiple years as Minnesota St. Paul's Business Journal's real estate super agent. Thank you very much for joining us. Hello, Mimi. Hello,
good
hello,
morning.
Hello.
Good I'll morning. Give you this. Woo! Yeah. There you go. That's the way to kick
give
it off.
Give you all your accolades. You got to get all your accolades.
Well, you know, sometime you do.
Yeah. So, I appreciate you coming in. And I always like to remind people, because we just read off all of those great things you have in your bio, but reminding people that when they call, they get you. You know, it's like, it's not like you're so Hollywood that you're not
Lord.
The one actually helping all of our My Talkers that are out there when they actually have these questions.
Yes.
So we appreciate that.
So we got a fun show planned today.
Yes, which is what we need right now.
We do need some fun. So, you know, with all of this coronavirus, we do have some meat that we're going to be sharing with you today.
Right.
To kind of like table some of this concern and fear that we know is boiling out there. Because when you don't know something, it causes people to kind of stop and go, I don't know what to think, what's real, what do I really need to do about this? And so we're all going through it and figuring it out at the same time.
Right. Because it definitely does add to your anxiety when you're like, do I have the right information? Do I have the right support to help me make these decisions appropriately? So knowing that you can for sure, you know, since you're licensed here and in Wisconsin, helping everybody go, here's what happens in this market.
And I also want to let everybody know, I am not alone.
Right.
I have 1,100 well-educated, well-experienced agents right at my beck and call. So don't just think that because I'm talking to you here with the show that there's not people that can help you in whatever area you are.
Right.
But you can reach out to us as the first point of contact. So we want everybody to know it's not a one-person show.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. But we're going to have some fun today.
Yes.
So what we think we were going to do is for all of our callers today, we're going to be giving away free roll of toilet paper.
Yes, giving it away. So we're not out there in the black market toilet paper business.
Yes.
We are actually going to give you one.
Yes.
You can call in and be part of the show at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. Our producer, Sandy, is going to get all your information. And that'll be a good way for you to get that free roll of toilet paper.
And we don't care what your question is, just that you're part of our show and having fun with us.
Yes.
The second segment, we're going to be doing Name That Band.
Yes.
And so Miss Sonny is going to be she's going to be our panel.
Correct.
And she's going to be the one that's going to choose who wins that Name That Band for our trivia song that we'll be playing in the second segment. And if that wasn't enough, we're going to also be doing in our third segment a trivia question.
Yes.
And Miss Shannon here,
I'm going to pick a winner.
She's going to be picking the winner of all the right answers.
Yes.
For our trivia question. And everybody who registers on our website for the next 4 weeks will be entered into a drawing for a free home organizing, home staging package. Compliments of yours truly.
That is wonderful. All of the things that you have going on, especially providing that, Mimi, it's great because what we're doing right now is providing people a reason to kind of just have a little a way to get some of this anxiety out. Just shake it loose. You know, we're going to take some things off your plate.
Yes, shake it loose.
Yes.
You'll be standing up. We want your questions.
Yes.
We want your fun. We want your panic.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got it,
we'll help you.
If you're having anxiety about what to do, if you're thinking, if you're stuck in your house and you're like, I really wanted to buy or sell this year, I was really all pumped up to do that, we want to absolutely talk to you and have a discussion about what that looks like for your particular situation. We're not going to try to talk you into anything. We just want to talk with you about it, because if you're thinking it and you're feeling it, then we know that there are lots and lots of other people throughout the whole metro, and in fact, throughout the whole world, that are feeling it too.
Right.
Okay. So here is what we're going to do today to kind of talk about this coronavirus panic that we're seeing out in the marketplace. And I'm just going to share with you guys, and it's going to sound maybe a little bit like I'm reading, because I probably am.
Fair enough.
Because this is going to be from an expert that I get my information from, that shares information about all of the markets to realtors. This is what their specialty is. So a lot of the information that we get about what's going on in the world and also in the market, we get it from lots of different sources.
Right.
And so this is one that I actually subscribe to myself. And so it's called Keeping Current Matters. And this is the March monthly market report that we get from them.
Okay.
So what they say is the year's starting off, and most people projected the year was going to be pretty good to begin with. And it's starting off even better than people anticipated.
Good. Okay.
So that is putting some myths aside.
Yes.
And granted, people say, well, what's starting off the year? Well, really, you think about starting off the year as when the spring market and wherever you are, whenever that happens.
Right.
And so we know.
In general, we kind of say about the time of the Super Bowl here in this market, right?
Time of the Super Bowl. Okay. That's when people start getting things, you know, started. They're thinking about it. They're getting their house kind of cleaned up and this
Fair
and
enough.
That. And they're also calling for free market analysis, which we offer to all of our listeners. So
yes.
If you would like a free market analysis, we'll just pause real quick. All you have to do is call and request one.
Right.
And you can do that either by calling the show and leaving your information with our wonderful producer, Sonny, or you can reach out to me during the week, 651-578-2218. So, as a matter of fact, in the latest Black Knight report, and that's an expert report, the housing market is heating, entering 2020 in a recent rate decline could continue that trend, and a sharp contrast to the strong cooling that was seen at this time last year.
Okay.
So we're starting 2020 off very, very strong. And part of the reason is, as we're recording this particular document, interest rates are super low.
Right.
And they're actually about a percentage point less than they were at times last year. So we're in a really, really good place. And demand is extremely strong. And we've seen challenges with supply right here in the metro, but also throughout the whole country.
Okay.
So let's talk about what does that look like. Right now in the Twin Cities, as of this week, we were sitting at 1.6 months of inventory.
Okay. So that actually had gone down a little bit from what we were talking about earlier this year, right?
So let's just talk about it. So month supply of homes decreased again, 11.1%. Okay, that's just here in the metro.
Okay.
And so 1.6 months, let's think about that. If a normal market happens, that's between 5 and 6 months of inventory before we're out of houses.
Right.
Right now, it's 1.6 months before we're out of houses. That's
right.
Theory.
Yes.
Okay, so what's reality? Our new listings, they increased 8%. This is really, really good.
Okay.
People are still listing their homes, but it's not enough for the demand.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? Everything is based on supply and demand. And if we don't have enough houses, what is that going to do? Well, it's going to create increase in prices.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
And so it's the perfect storm. If you're thinking about selling, if you are in a house where you really, really would like to change, either move up to a bigger house because yours no longer suffices, or if you're in a big house and you really need to move down, but you can't, but you're afraid to.
Right.
Now is the perfect time. And we'll get into a little bit more about why that is. But our pending sales also increased to 12.2%. So our median sales price also went up 4.2% to $270,000. That is not long ago that we were talking about $259,000. So you can see how dramatically prices are rising.
Right.
And our days on market, that is another thing that we're starting to see. Now, it used to be pretty close to 59. Right mm-hmm. now, we're looking at 67.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So that's an interesting thing. And the percent of original list price that our sellers are getting, that is going down. That is now at right about 97%. So, Ms. Shannon, if you list your house for $300,000, you can pretty much expect, if averages are right, that you're going to take 3% less. Why
yes.
is that? Well, because sellers' mindsets are also having to adjust as the market is adjusting. Everybody is going up and down, and kind of it's like you're on that balance scale. You don't know, okay, so should I price my house super aggressive, like, you know, what I've seen my friends do?
Right.
Or should I really try and hard hit it on the nail
mm-hmm.
of what the right number is? So sometimes greed plays into it
right.
a little bit, because you think, well, if I could just get $5,000 more, well, you know, that'll be something. But if you price yourself too high, that's what causes that percentage of decrease.
So why, and also why you're on the market longer? Exactly. Is that it too? Okay.
Exactly. So you want to adjust with the market and pay attention to your experts. Mm-hmm. They're not going to tell you, you know, oh, let's just try and get a little bit more.
Right.
What really realtors are trying to do is we're really trying, also like you, we're adjusting with the market because we see that things are shifting, but not always do we have enough data to be precise and know exactly what's going to happen.
Right. Well, we are going to do some fun things today. We're also going to make sure we give you all the proper information to make some good decisions on why it's appropriate for you to get your house on the market during the show today. We'll also take your calls. Remember, if you call in, we're going to put you right in that bucket to get that free roll of toilet paper, courtesy of Mimi and her team at the Red Hot Real Estate Group. The number again is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. I'm Ms. Shannon, Mimi Shoneman, the owner and CEO of the Red Hot Real Estate Group with RE/MAX Results is with us as well. We appreciate you being part of the show, and we want to make sure that although we are trying to make sure we appropriately provide you information regarding what's going on in the market with the coronavirus, we are going to do some fun things here as well. So that is what we're going to do first today, right, in this segment, right, Mimi?
100%.
Yes.
If you don't call, my feelings are so going to get hurt because this is from my personal TP stash. Just saying.
So if you call, everybody who calls in, we are going to give you a roll of toilet paper. You just call in and leave your information. That number is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. But we also want to have a couple of really fun games today.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. The first game we're going to play. Producer Sonia, are you ready for this one? We are going to play a game called Name That Band. And so Producer Sonia has queued up one of our favorite songs. She's going to play the song for you, and then you have the opportunity to call in and name that band. And Producer Sonia is going to pick a winner at random, and they're going to get a prize. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So are you ready, Producer Sonia?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Play that song. I see you singing along, Mimi. Here we go. We're going to let it at least get... It's Name That Band. If you know the name of this band, you can call us 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Producer Sonia is going to get your information, and she's going to pick a winner. And that winner is going to get what again, Mimi?
Well, that winner is going to get an Amazon gift card.
Wonderful, yes. Wonderful. So, Colin, if you can name the band of the song we just played, you call us at 651-641-1071.
Okay, so stay tuned because we've got a new game in the third segment.
Right.
But right now we're going to be talking about what's on everybody's mind. And we understand that it is a concern. And so we want to hear from you. So if you've got thoughts, fears, concerns, anything, we want to hear from you.
Let's get those out.
Let's get them out there. Mm-hmm. So again, we're talking about an expert source of information to the real estate community, talking to realtors specifically.
Yes.
This document. So we're going to continue talking from where we get information as an expert source.
Right.
So in the Twin Cities, we use a booking system called Showing Time.
Okay.
So whenever you want to see a property, we go into this electronic booking system. And this is a nationwide program that realtors use to book their showings.
Okay.
So that it's able to collect a lot of really good information because it's all electronic. So on a monthly basis, Showing Time's latest report shows that overall, the people out looking at houses right now is up 20% since this time last year.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, the report increased in buyer foot traffic is the largest in the history of the Showing Time Index. And it's increased dramatically in double digits all across the board in every single region. And they're not just looking at houses. They're actually purchasing them.
Okay.
So this is
really good information. So it's not just window
shopping. No.
Okay.
And so when you get the question, is this really a good time for me to be, you know, thinking about buying and selling? Well, this is a really good stat that shows that there is huge activity out there, especially over last year's traffic. And so considering where we are, that's fantastic. You should take that as an advantage. So the existing home sales report that's produced from the National Association of Realtors shows that overall the number of sales is up almost 10% since this time last year, with the South and the Northeast of the country leading all that way.
Okay.
With double digit increases, but every single region did well. Now, on the flip side of that, That's the demand side.
Okay.
On the flip side is the supply side. We're mm-hmm. doing great on demand.
Okay.
But the supply side, we're not doing really well at all. As we already talked about in the last segment,
that the inventory is just too tight.
The inventory's tight.
Okay.
So year over year, inventory declines are beginning to increase. This past month is 13.6% for all prices, and houses under 200,000 are down 19%. The inventory available between 200,000 and 750,000 is down 12%. And even the houses over 750 are down 5.9%. So the good news is, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, that private-owned housing stocks authorized by building permits in December last month, that is an adjusted rate of 1.4 million. And that's 5.8%. Above December of last year.
And that information is fantastic. It's a good pivot to our first caller of the day. So we do have a question about what's going on in the market. So Suzanne, thank you very much for calling. Suzanne, what's your question for Mimi?
Oh, yes. Hi. Good morning, Mimi and everyone. 80% of my income, I'm a musician, and I live in a beautiful, beautiful suburban neighborhood just a little north of White Bear Lake. And I have a lot of elementary school kids all the way through college kids that major in music. They come back for private voice lessons, private piano lessons. As I said, 80% of my income depends on that. I am close to retirement age. My husband doesn't plan on retiring or collecting Social Security till he's 70. And I plan on doing the same. I'm a little younger than he is. But we're really getting a lot of calls and messages and emails from realtors about what are we going to do with our home, because most people our age have sold and moved on to townhouses in the area. And I'm just, as a musician, a lot of my work has been canceled, things that I've had at the in town, you know, clubs and venues that have secured live music over the next 6 months, and there's been a lot of cancellations, but we would also like to take advantage of the great market. We have a five-bedroom, four-bathroom home, and obviously we only need one of those. So,
well, thank you for calling, Suzanne. As a fellow entertainer, I feel you, so thank you for sharing.
Yes, and please try to go out and hear live music.
Yes.
We desperately need your support. A lot of these places are smaller clubs and venues, but it's been hard. We've been commiserating with all my fellow musicians and singers that it's really going to be tough for us to pay our mortgages.
Suzanne, I have a question for you. I think this might help Mimi. Is your husband in a more mainstream job?
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's a director of quality control engineering for medical implants.
Okay.
So he's got a more solid job. He hasn't been given any notice that he can work at home mm-hmm. yet. Oh, and also our daughter, who's graduating from the university in May, is going to be moving back home for a year. So she's going to need part of the space.
Ah, so it's kind of just trying to figure out whether this is the right time for her to like downsize. Is that how we're going to help her, Mimi?
Exactly.
So, okay.
So before all of this happened, were you thinking that now would be a good time to move?
We were sort of thinking that, and we were trying to we're trying to do small home improvements, like improve our sidewalk and improve our curb appeal and keep that back garden up to date and rip out the carpeting in a couple of the bedrooms that's dated and, you know, things like that. Just
right.
Start getting things going.
Well, you know,
decluttering, you know.
I think it's important for folks to think about what their reserves are, too, when you're actually sitting down and you're looking at your own individual scenario. So are you and your husband in decent shape with how much, you know, reserves you've got for an emergency fund?
Yes, I believe we are. I mean, it's kind of scary. I don't think there's ever enough.
Right.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, agreed.
And so, you know, I think what would be really a good thing is we can kind of hypothesize about this all we want, but actually sitting down and talking about it face to face and kind of like just kind of like doing a mind dump, if
right.
you will, and maybe talking with one of our mortgage experts would help to kind of figure out what the plan might be for you.
Right, because a lot of things might be based upon what happened before, not what happened today.
Today, right.
Yeah,
right.
So, yeah.
But, you know, you've got a beautiful voice, by the way, I have to say.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. And you qualify for one of our toilet paper giveaways.
Right, and I know our producer has your information, so we'll make sure we follow up with you, Suzanne.
Oh, yay.
What's the name of you? Are you in a band?
So typically thoughtful of Mimi.
All right, thanks a lot, Suzanne. We'll talk to you soon. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon, in with Mimi Schoeneman, the owner and CEO of the Red Hot Real Estate Group with RE/MAX Results. Doing some fun things as well when you call in today. The number, of course, is 651-641-1071. If you call in, you give our producer Sonny your information, Mimi's going to give you a roll of toilet paper out of her personal stash.
That really kind of sounds nasty, doesn't it?
But I wanted to say it again because a little piece of me enjoys it.
Right.
So she's gonna take care of you. Also, we did play a game. We started it last segment. We played a song. If you want to call in with the name of that band, that gives you a chance to win an Amazon gift card. And we're gonna have another fun trivia game a little later on in this segment as well.
I can't believe Suzanne didn't answer that question.
She had a question though, so that's
Suzanne.
All
right, legit question.
Yeah,
she was more our musician should have known that like
she
that.
She probably did, but she was more focused on what should she do.
Right, real life problems. Well, you know, you got to keep it real. Right?
Yes.
So we appreciate Suzanne and her question. And this is exactly what we want to talk with you guys about. Because we know what you're thinking. We know. We feel it intuitively because we own our own properties.
Right.
We know how you're feeling because it's not immune. Nobody is immune from this happening.
And we have had, you know, so many conversations about what the differentiating factor is when we work with you and why it's, you know, good to have a resource and a quality expert that can talk you through these things, because it really does take care of a lot of the anxiety that we would have. You know?
I want to talk a little bit about the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the stock market reaction to previous viruses specifically. So back in 2003, there was SARS.
Yes.
And that affected the S&P 500 to make it down 12.8%. And that was 2003. And that was 38 trading days that went over. So the next one was in 2004. And that was the avian influenza.
Yep.
And so that one lasted for 141 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that caused the S&P 500% to change down 6.9%.
Okay.
So then we're into, so we skipped a few years to from 2004 to 2012, when we had the MERS,
mm-hmm.
and that lasted for 43 trading days, and it caused the S&P 500 to go down 7.3%. And then, of course, in 2014, we had Ebola, and that one was pretty fast. That was 23 days, although 23 days sounds like a long time, right?
Yeah.
But that caused the S&P to go down 5.8%.
Welcome back.
And last but not least, before this one,
yes,
was the Zika.
The Zika?
Zika.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 2016. That was 66 trading days, and that caused the S&P to go down 12.9%.
Right.
So we see that what this chart, and I've given a copy to Sonny to post on our show page, we see that there's recovery
right
after all of these down markets. It's not like we're going into the Great Depression of the 20s.
Right.
There's recovery afterwards. Our economy is strong. We do still need to go out and spend money with our vendors,
right,
with our restaurants, with our entertainers, with our vendors and people that we use for childcare and things like that. So we want everybody to know that history shows that it's up and down.
Right.
It's up and down.
And one of the things we were talking about with our financial advisors, they're talking about that, you know, there were corrections that were going to happen into the market anyway. So it is figuring out a way that we can collectively weather this particular correction.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, how many times can I win the lottery?
Right.
You know, will that be, is there a start and stop to that?
Right.
I'm still waiting for that to happen.
Exactly.
So anyway, let's keep talking a little bit about what's going on from a national perspective. And we do encourage our callers to call in. So let's talk about what our next competition is for this segment.
Okay. Well, we do have a lovely little trivia game. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a particular trivia question. We are going to read a trivia question, and then everyone who calls in with the correct answer to our trivia question again is qualified for that Amazon gift card. So are you ready for this trivia question?
Yes.
Okay. So our trivia question is, how many square feet are in 1 acre? Okay. So again, how many square feet are in 1 acre?
So you can totally Google that.
Exactly.
Right? You can cheat on the book test.
So make sure if you have the answer to how many square feet are in 1 acre, you can call in at 651-641-1071. We're going to pick a winner for that Amazon gift card.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing now is that the people that are projecting home prices are upticking those projections for this year.
Okay.
And if we go through the six we normally give you in this report, you can see that all of those are projected to go up. And okay. Right now we can with the see that the Mortgage Bank Association, Zelman and Associates, Fannie Mae, and the National Association of Realtors are all projecting over a 3.5% increase this year. And three of the four are projecting a 4% increase in home appreciation.
Okay.
So that's all good for our homeowners out there, especially right. The ones that are thinking that now's the time to move up or now's the time to move down. So we want to hear from the people out there. So mm-hmm. Back in 2018, 30.1% of all the people surveyed said that appreciation was the leading obstacle to them obtaining home ownership, the affordability situation.
So what do you mean by that? Are they saying that they are priced out of them being able to buy them? Or
correct.
They, okay.
Affordability is important. Mm-hmm. And so in 2019, last year, that number jumped up to 40%. So 4 out of 10 people say they want to buy a house, but affordability is an issue. So what we have to understand is that even when prices are going up like they currently are, that doesn't necessarily mean that it makes for houses to be less affordable.
Right.
So we saw a couple weeks ago that the mortgage rates, they went bananas and went low.
Correct.
Okay. And then the mortgage companies, they ran out of money. They also couldn't keep up with the pace and the fury of how many people were actually finally saying, yes, I want to refinance and take advantage of those rates.
Right.
So what happened with that? They actually had to raise the rates, which to slow down the demand.
Right.
And they didn't have any money to give anyway.
Right.
So it's all a supply and demand thing. So
for some of us out there that were teetering, it's going, well, when you have an opportunity, you need to go ahead and strike and work with a mortgage professional to get yourself in that pool.
Well, you know, I took a call yesterday of a gal that wanted to see a house, and she mm-hmm. wanted to see it frantically because it was under $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I looked at the house and it was adorable.
Yes.
It really was. But she had not put her ducks in a row. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen that are listening to us, hear our hearts. We're realtors. We like houses.
Yes.
We like to show houses. We like to help you get houses. But we also want to make sure that you don't fall in love with a house that you can't get.
Right.
If you do not have your proverbial ducks in a row, meaning that you haven't supplied your mortgage person with your income statements, your tax returns, you haven't had them look at that and get you in that approval chain.
Right.
You should not be looking at property. Okay. You're going to fall in love with something and your heart is going to get broken because I see it happen all the time.
Right. You need to be prepared.
You do. Mm-hmm. So please don't do that. Call us and let us help you get that process started. And right now is super affordable. You know, interest rates historically, you know, they've been as high as 18%.
Right. So now that we're like under 4 for a lot of people, it's a good time to at least go, what do I need to be able to move forward if I do see something that I like?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Fleming, the first American chief economist, explained when demand increases for a scarce, limited or low supply good, like housing.
Yes.
Prices will rise faster. And the difference between houses and other goods is that we buy them with a mortgage, okay, not with our cash. So it's not the actual price that matters of your house, but the price relative to your purchasing power.
Fair enough.
So how much of our annual income do we put toward the mortgage payment? That's the thing that really, really matters. So what is our monthly payment? So historically, that number, if we go back through time, it comes to 21.2%.
Okay.
And about 21% of our overall income was put towards the mortgage payment. And as we can see, because interest rates have been so low, that number has actually dropped dramatically over the 18 months. And today it stands at 15.5%. So that's below the historic norm. Now, Black Knight, which is also an expert reporting company, says that still, even with home price growth accelerating, as we said, prices are going up. So today's low interest rate environment has made affordability the best it's been since early 2018 in the last 2 years. So let me repeat that. affordability is the best it's been in 2 years.
So if you were saying, I can't get into a house because they're all going to cost too much, now we're saying that things have actually reached a level where a lot of those concerns aren't as valid as they used to be.
It's just gotcha. For some people mm-hmm. to understand that as much as you want to be hunkered down with panic and fear, this is not the reality that we're seeing. So despite the average home price increasing by nearly 13%, the monthly mortgage payment required to buy that same house has actually gone down by 13%, the monthly mortgage payment required to buy that same home has actually dropped by 10% over that same span due to falling interest rates. So what's to be taken away from that? Prospective home buyers can now purchase a $48,000 more expensive home than a year ago while still paying the same in principal and interest. That's a 16% increase in buying power. Let me repeat that because that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
48% more expensive home than a year ago while still paying the same in principal and interest. 16%. Increase in buying power.
And Mimi, we have a number of reasons why people can call in, but we can also get your question answered. The number is 651-641-1071. So we're going to go to the phones for you. So Aaron, thank you very much for your patience, for staying on hold. I think you have a mortgage rate question for Mimi.
Sure. I was just kind of curious. We just got an offer accepted on a house in Cottage Grove. We were really excited. For the past 2 months, we've been looking and we've been getting our hearts broken.
Yes.
Because it's just such a vicious market. But we got it solidified, and now I was hoping that we would see that 3.25 interest rate. Do you see that coming back, or do you kind of see it staying below 3.8?
So what I have been reading and hearing, and I'm not a mortgage professional, I'm a licensed realtor, is that right now they're going to keep that money up until things kind of settle down with the refis to kind of settle people down. But then we also see that perhaps it might be dropping again, maybe not as low as what it was at the very bottom, but perhaps it will come down. But I would encourage you to not try and time the market. Get it while it's good, and under 4% is fantastic.
Okay, because I've calculated it out, and for our budget, I think we're right at the cusp there. I put it in a contract or in the letter that it should be below 3.8. If it drives above that, we can't afford a house like that. So, but yeah, I did notice that things were evening out once I started to look at the market over the past 2 weeks, especially. So
right, I would be talking with your realtor and your loan officer to make sure that everything is good and that you're in compliance, but. Think about the price increases of houses right now, okay? When you're mm-hmm. thinking about pulling out because of a small increase, you might want to evaluate that, and only you can do that.
Right. Okay. All right. Excellent.
Awesome. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah. Congratulations. I hope everything works smoothly for you.
Me too. I appreciate it. Long-time listener, guys. You guys have a good one.
Thank you. So Aaron also in the drawing, or he's not in the drawing. He actually
he can
wins
get a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
He can put it hopefully in his
there
new
you
home.
Go, right? In his new house. So let's come back. Let's continue talking about it and take all of our great listeners. And we're still waiting for our winner for our trivia and our Name That Band contest.
Right. We'll have that when we return. Again, the number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show with me, Ms. Shannon, and Mimi Shoneman, owner and CEO of the Red Hot Real Estate Group with RE/MAX Results. That song is the song that we are currently waiting for you to call in about. If you can name the band that plays the song that is playing right now, you can be the winner of an Amazon gift card. That number is 651-641-1071, 651-641-1071.
Y'all are killing me. Okay.
The reason why you're killing her is that Mimi was sure, because that's one of her favorite songs, that that's going to be the easy thing. So I think Mimi, she's a little perplexed that people knew the answer to my trivia question quicker than the name of that band. But we also told them that they could Google it. We told them that there was no shame in looking up
shame that you don't know who sings this song. I'm just going to shame you now.
So we do have a winner for our trivia question that we did earlier today. So the trivia question was, how many square feet is in 1 acre, And so we had Diana C. call in with the correct answer, which is 43,560.
Yes. So. A number that you would need to know to be a licensed realtor.
Right. So we have some other fun things that are going on. And so before we get to our final contest, and while we're still having people call in for that Name That Band segment, what else? You have some other great statistics that are over there, though, Mimi.
So we want to make sure everybody knows that over the next 4 weeks, just so we can have some fun, mm-hmm. that we are going to be doing a drawing from our website in mnredhotrealestate.com for a staging home consultation.
Right.
2 hours. It's a great value. You're going to get a lot of it. Organizing and staging right there in your own house. All you have to do is sign up on our website, mnredhotrealestate.com.
Right.
So what I want to talk about now real quickly, mm-hmm. is about the annual home price appreciation.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about before the last housing crash and over the last 6 years. And so this is also a graph that Sonny has, and they'll be posting on our show page.
Yes.
So back in 2000, before I was a licensed realtor, and up to 2005, those were the 6 years that led up to the housing crash that we experienced last.
Okay.
Okay. So in 2000, we saw 8.6%, 6.5% in 2001, jumped up a little bit to 8.5%, then 8.7% in 2002 and 2003. And then in 2004, right when I'm moving here,
right?
Just going to put that out there. Mm-hmm. 2004, it went from 8.7% to 2.5%. So then we saw that huge spike in home appreciation, and then it jumped back down just a smidge to 11.4 in 2005. So compare that. And of course, it's easier if you're looking at the chart.
Right.
So go to our show page, check it out. Email me. I'll email it to you.
Yes.
And you can always email me, Mimi@mnredhotrealestate.com. Or you can message here at the station,
right,
and get a hold of us.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's compare those 6 years to the last 6 years.
Okay.
Okay. So we're talking 8, 6, 12, 11 over the last 6 years. Now we're talking about annual price appreciation starting in 2014 of 4.4%, 5.2%, 5.5% in 2017, which was the biggest number, 6.4%. And then in 18, 4.8, 4.7, more normal,
yes.
appreciation rates. So
right.
we didn't have that huge spike. And
that seemed to make things so overinflated for what it was at the time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's also an indicator that our market is more stable. And our appreciation rates, they are still going up. We still see that. But everything is more stable than it was leading up to the down market.
Right, right. Which I think is part. Go ahead, Sam.
May I interject with a winner?
Yes.
For Name That Band.
Yay.
Chris Johnson named the band. The band is Wild Cherry.
Thank you.
Yes, Chris.
I've heard the Commodores. I've heard Casey and the Sunshine Band.
All worthy guesses that are incorrect.
Yes.
But we appreciate everybody that called
in. We should have had them call and sing.
Oh, no.
Oh, that would have been
no.
nice.
Okay. Well, I don't make people sing.
People love to sing. What are you talking about?
People do not always love
we
to sing.
We should have a segment where people are singing in the shower. Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Maybe.
I think you want to think on that.
Let's think about that.
Let's hear what
everybody thinks that's listening. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
All right.
Know.
If you would like to weigh in on whether we should have a singing in the shower segment that is added to the Red Hot Real Estate Show, that number is 651-641-1071. But we do have some other numbers, and we do have another segment that you came up with that I already am co-signing. I like the next idea that you have. But before that, you want to give me a couple more graphs?
Nope. We're going to talk about the next segment.
Okay. Here we go. All right, Sonny, here's what we're going to do. So this next segment, I actually have already co-signed for my good friend Mimi over there. I'm not so sure on the singing in the shower, but I like this one. So what?
I don't know.
One, I think that might be a safety issue. I want people to focus on being in the shower.
Right.
I want them to focus on being in the shower and not like slip or fall, and I have to worry about that. I think
you don't think people can multitask in the shower?
No, I do not. Mm. I think that especially, I think adding in the be on the phone, put us on speaker so that you can appropriately shout through the shower curtain to us as you sing the song, and making sure that the water temperature is not scalding or too cold.
Live. It didn't have to be live.
What are you talking about?
They can record it. Send it. You know. Whatever.
This is so many things. Let's do this one, though. I like this one because this one sounds delicious. What do you have for me, Zani? Okay.
This music?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Even got the nerve to say I'm better than my mama.
Oh, yeah.
It's our brand new segment here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Kitchen is the heart of the home. Kitchen is the heart of the home, courtesy of Mimi Shoneman,
kitchen is
CEO
the heart
of the Red
home.
Hot Real Estate Group. Kitchen
Everybody
is the heart of the home.
Everybody knows that this is true. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be sharing some fun, easy, simple recipes
right.
that you can make while you're home.
Yes.
And so I'm just sharing this first one with you because I'm making this myself
Wonderful.
Today. It's called it's the Hearst Ham and Beans brand 15 bean soup slow cooker recipe.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I am from the South. I do like spicy food.
Yes.
This comes with Cajun mix in it, but you don't have to use it. So it's got 15 beans. It's super cheap. So you just go to your favorite grocery store. Cub has it. So don't run them out because I'd buy some more. But anyway, so it's super easy. All you do is have to soak the beans overnight, the 15 beans, let it soak for eight hours. And then you add 8 cups of water. You can either use that or chicken, beef, vegetable broth to add some extra flavor. You cut up 1 large onion.
Okay.
A couple of cloves of garlic or more if you're like me and you like it.
Mm-hmm.
You can add 1 teaspoon of chili powder. That's optional. 1 can of diced tomatoes. I super recommend that.
Okay.
Juice from 1 lemon if you want. I don't do that. And you can also kick it up a few notches with some hot sauce or crushed red pepper. So all you do is rinse those beans and you dump it all together in your slow cooker.
Right.
They also have an Instapot recipe
Fair
on
enough.
Their website that you can go and get that. Now, for me, I like to use a ham bone from the butcher.
Okay.
You can do that or you can do like smoked sausage. You can do ham hocks, diced ham. But it's super nice if you just get a ham bone from your butcher.
Yes.
And put that in there and tell me what. It is so good. And then you serve it either with rice.
Yes.
You can also make it vegetarian, just
okay.
so I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to
put the ham
you
in.
You don't have to put the ham in.
They have the vegetable stock options and there's other things.
Yes, you can do that. And then you can serve it with rice or then you can serve it with noodles or you can just make a nice thing of sweet cornbread. Ooh. That's what I'm going to do.
It does. It feels very warming.
It feels very warming. Comfortable, very mm-hmm. soothing.
Which is what we want right now, especially with all that's going on in the, you know, out there in the markets right now. Having something very soothing is a great value and benefit.
Yes. And you can either Google that or you can message us here at the show
mm-hmm.
and we'll send you that recipe. And that's what's for dinner at my house.
Wonderful. So are we going to do that every episode now? Are we going to do that or just when you feel like you have a good recipe?
I'm going to make it a goal.
Oh,
I think that's going to be fun.
Okay.
And maybe we'll bring some chefs in to talk about some fun things that they have cooking up in their
kitchen.
I like that.
So what do we want to leave people with? We got a minute or so that we want to leave people with some information in the market right now.
I want to make sure that if you are feeling fear or concern, that you reach out to us and let's have a dialogue about it. If you don't want to talk to us, I understand that because sometimes you just want to kind of tiptoe into it. Go to our website, mnredhotrealestate.com. Register for some of the guides that we have there.
Yes.
We have free spring guides that are available right now. I also have from the Keeping Current Matters, a super great 30-some minute video that we can send out to you that really speaks to the economics of what's going on in the market. And don't forget to register for our staging consulting giveaway on our website.
And that again is?
MNRedHotRealEstate.com.
And remember, you can always find us on our website as well. It's